Hello again, and welcome to Arch Eats. My name is George Mahey.
And I'm Cheryl Bear.
And today, we're going to be picking up where we left off last time. Just call it part two of our Restaurants with Great Patios edition.
This episode of Arch Eats is sponsored by Westport Plaza.
Today, we're going to discuss the hidden gems and a handful of honorable mentions, and we'll end up with another patio-related micro rant that we're calling missed opportunities. But before we get into that, it's what I can't stop thinking about this week.
To be honest with you, the thing I can't stop thinking about is Chef Mike Risk, who everyone calls Mikey, at O&O Pizza. So his eggplant parmesan is one of the best things to eat in the city of St. Louis, period. But that's not breaking news. You know, okay, I had this dish. It's wonderful. Everyone knows it's wonderful. The thing that really struck me about my dinner there was the appetizer of pancetta meatballs. They were absolutely fantastic. What he does is he takes beef and he infuses them with pancetta. So when they cook up, you get that sweetness of the pork in there and just a little bit extra fat that really just kind of makes the outside this like glistening, crispy exterior.
So he's rendered the pancetta before?
You know, that's a good question. I'm going to have to double check on that.
Probably just cooked it all together.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what the texture.
How big are these bad boys?
They're mandarin orange. Yeah, bigger than a golf ball.
All right. I got it.
Yeah.
That's a good description.
Mandarin orange size. It just worked so beautifully. We were blown away. I ate so many of them that I ended up taking 3/4 of my eggplant parm home. So, you know, if
something. Which
isn't a bad thing. It reheats very well. But you know, if something can go toe-to-toe with the most perfect dish, it's a good one. So can't stop thinking. Highly recommend it.
O&O Pizza.
Yes.
Which might as well be called O&O Pizza, Pasta, and Other Good Stuff.
Yes.
Because it's all that and more. Again, Mikey Risk is the chef there. And one little known fact about Mike Risk, he also owns the Mac down on Macklin. Did
yes.
you know that?
Yes.
Yes. So not too many people know that. I don't know if he spends a lot of time down there, but he's a pretty well-versed guy.
Yeah, just a great guy. And I truly believe that O&O is one of the best Italian restaurants in St.
Louis. No question. And one that people don't think about that often in the
Exactly.
show. So here we go again with what I can't stop thinking about. And once again, I've surprised my co-host.
Oh my gosh, George.
And placed something in front of her. She's looking at it, not quite sure what it is. That is a tamale.
Oh my God.
Wrapped in a banana leaf that comes from Sureste.
Oh,
this is
say no more. Say no more.
Steamed by me this morning, a little early morning steaming.
God,
anyway,
George.
This is the tamal colado. This is Alex Henry's tamale from Sureste at City Foundry. Again, Alex was raised in the Yucatan. This is a Yucatecan tamale. And what's different about it is the preparation of the masa. As you can see, it's not that grainy.
Yeah, no, not
at
all.
Not like cornmeal or like a corn muffin. Colado means strained, and that's exactly
sure.
what he does to the masa to get it very fine and very delicate. And it's just something that's different. And they cook that masa with lard before he wraps it
in
that banana leaf. But anyway, cut into it and you'll see that it's stuffed with cochinita pibil, which I know is one of your favorite things in
life.
I
just threw my fork down. That's what people don't see. It really is. I have to tell you, it's one of my favorite things. And he does it better than anyone in town.
Well, and he should. I mean, that's the national dish of the Yucatan. He was raised in the Yucatan. And if anybody should do it well, he does. So the salsa that goes on it is what he calls salsa frita, which just means fried or cooked. So that is the sauce that goes on it. And there is a rocket fuel hot sauce next to it that you see there, Cheryl, that looks like danger. But anyway, that is just an outstanding dish. And it's available at Sureste. It's about $15. It's easily a meal in itself. Again, it takes about an hour and a half to steam that. The preparation time for, you know, tamales in general is a long time. They take days to prepare. That's why you only see them a lot of the time at the holidays in Mexican homes. You know, the grandmothers get together and make tamales. But anyway, at Sureste, they're making them every day. And I should also mention at their other restaurant, they being Alex and his brother, Jeff Henry, who they own El Molino Dulce Arreste, which is an outstanding restaurant in its own right, a little bit newer. They serve a little bit different tamale there, but they do have a tamale there. So anyway, I guess my point with all this is if you want to get away from Tex-Mex and you want some real Yucatecan cuisine, go to Sureste or El Molino del Sureste. So what's the verdict on that tamale?
First of all, you know, when you look at this, it's almost like as smooth as like a flan or something. It's just so
almost creamy. It's
creamy
looking and really creamy tasting.
Yeah.
Because what that process does is hydrates that corn so that it gets creamier and loses some of that graininess.
But what's so interesting is you look at it and you don't realize, maybe it's just the color, I don't know, but you don't realize how much of a flavor it's going to pack. It has this just nutty, roasted flavor to it. It's like this perfect distillation of like cooked corn. It's so wonderful.
And it's huge. We should mention,
yes,
this thing is pillow-shaped and giant. It's not one of these cylindrical guys that you can knock about three of them down before you get full. This is limit one for sure. And I just think it's just a really unusual dish. He puts some onion and some tomato and some epazote in there, which is a Mexican herb that is very common, but not real common in this country. It's kind of a very complex flavor to it. Do you taste that?
I do.
There's a lot going on in that tamale besides the masa.
She caught me.
She's knocked down half of that thing while we speak.
So oh my gosh.
That is what I can't stop thinking
George.
About this week. And now you too.
It's so wonderful. And I have to tell you, you are not lying about that hot sauce. I had to go off mic for a second because it did take my breath away for a minute in a good way.
Yeah, it looked like somebody lit some dynamite under you.
Yes, it's fiery, but it's so bright. It's so piquant. It's complex. And I think that is the key to a great hot sauce. It's not that you can't handle heat. I find that a lot of hot sauces can just be so blunt. It's just heat for the sake of heat, without flavor, you know, just as if people are trying to prove something.
And it just kills your taste,
yes,
buds. And then you're done and you might as well just stop what you're doing because your taste buds are done. So
yes,
this is different.
It's so multi-layered. And because of like that canvas of that masa on there, it's just perfect with it.
And so while Cheryl finishes up the last of that tamale, we're going to try to get into part two of this whole patio thing. Again, reviewing, these are the hidden gems with patios. A handful of honorable mentions and quick hits. I mean, we could have done a whole series on this, right, Cheryl? I mean, and we condensed it to two episodes, and we thought, you know what, each one could have its own episode.
Absolutely. I mean, this was one of those projects where you get into it and you don't realize how many there are. And the thing is, so many of them are wonderful. I mean, that's why you can't.
That's why we had 175.
That's why we had 175. I mean, we all know the obvious ones that we talked about last week, but these hidden ones, these ones that you just don't think of, you know, we are so lucky to have so many wonderful places to eat outside.
And 'tis the season for sure. I'll start off with Pop, which is Dave and Kara Bailey's restaurant in Lafayette Square. It's the former Bailey's Chocolate Bar. You walk outside to that porch area, and under the eaves of the porch are a bunch of tables where you can dine. It was the same with the chocolate bar. It's this rustic, romantic area that is just very, very special, and that hasn't changed with the new iteration with Pop, which, by the way, is a champagne bar. So, I mean, you can eat downstairs and then go up to Bailey's Chocolate Bar and have a chocolate martini for dessert. Bailey's Chocolate Bar is still there. It's just upstairs.
Yeah.
So
it's the embodiment of all that's charming about Lafayette Square.
It is. And you sit there and you're looking around and you look across the brick wall and there's more people on another patio,
yes,
across the way. And it's like, what the heck's going on over there? That's 33 Wine Bar.
Yeah.
And just a little tip about that place. They just started food service there. A more expanded food service, which is long overdue. So there's a couple places right in a row there. And just don't forget about them. You know, they're both hidden gems. Another one, I love this place. It's called Oliva Cafe. It's part of Oliva on the Hill,
mm-hmm,
which is a venue that's operated by Catering St. Louis. And they serve lunch at Oliva on the Hill. I forget what it is. I think Tuesday through Saturday, maybe. But my favorite part of that patio is on Wednesday afternoon. They call it Wine Down Wednesdays.
Oh.
Everybody I've ever taken to this said, why haven't you told me about this place sooner?
Now
I
you
swear,
are.
I am. It's a weekly party. It's always a good time. This patio and courtyard kind of sprawls and winds
wow
around. And, you know, if the weather gets lousy, they move it indoors. Have lunch there, but don't forget about Wind Down Wednesdays. And another place that's been around for 32 years is Big Sky Cafe. Mm. It overlooks the train tracks.
Yes.
And there's nothing more charming than when those freight trains come by.
I swear,
you think you're out in the Washington, Missouri, or somewhere way out. It's one of those places that ticks the box for great food and not that expensive.
Yes.
And I can name those places on about five fingers in this town. And Big Sky Cafe is one of them.
It's an institution, but it still feels relevant. It's just a great place.
Yeah. Those entrees are priced in the 20s, which is unusual. And they've got half portions as well. They do a Saturday brunch, not a Sunday brunch. They just do things a little bit differently there. And it's just an awesome place. And patio's not big. And it's kind of at the end of it's like, where the heck are we going? We're going to go across these railroad tracks? No, you stop at Big Sky. So that's one that's 32 years old and going strong.
Yeah. Well, one that I guess it used to be an institution in its old location, and now it's moved. So this, to me, is one of the most unexpected patios, I don't know, in town, period. And this is Ricardo's on Broadway. So Ricardo's was a long time Lafayette Square, just kind of that that casual midpoint Italian restaurant there. Think red check tablecloths, Chianti bottles on tables, just really that classic feel. And they closed in 2015, but then they reopened just last July, I think it was. It was definitely last summer in, you would never believe it, North Riverfront. I mean, we're talking, if you're on your way to the city tow yard, maybe you'll stop and get some spadini at Ricardo's. It looks like, where are we going?
It was an interesting choice of where to put that restaurant.
It's the old Shady Jack's, if you know, for reference point,
right.
That biker bar.
Biker bar,
there forever. But the thing that's so funny, they have this interior courtyard. And I'm telling you, when I walked in there, I thought that this is like New York City. I feel like I'm in Little Italy. It's in between these multi-story brick buildings. You have the black painted wrought iron fire escapes. And what they've done is they've strung twinkle lights, you know, over those like really beautiful lights. They have tables in there. You think, where am I? You are at Ricardo's. I promise you. It is an unexpected and worthwhile experience.
They were known for their quality Italian cuisine at a very reasonable price.
Yes.
They're also known for a really good wine list.
Yes.
And I think both of those have made the switch up to this new location.
They have.
Ricardo's on Broadway.
It's all the same family. Everyone's still involved. You know, so if you're missing your Ricardo's in Lafayette Square, sit on their patio on Broadway now. My other one I'm going over to St. Charles with, and that is Shay's Creole Smokehouse at the Old Mill Stream. Now, I know that's a long, long name, but the Old Mill Stream is this classic bar that's been there forever in, you know, right off Main Street in St. Charles. And a gentleman named Shay is actually doing the food out of their kitchen there for them now. So first of all, it's some of the best barbecue you'll get in the region. His food's outstanding, has a little bit of a Creole influence to some of it. So that's just great anyway. But their patio is gorgeous. It is exactly what you'd think for Main Street St. Charles. Cobblestone floor, babbling brook going
and
through
it's
there.
It's below grade.
So it feels hidden, completely covered in trees.
See, that fits the category, hidden from sight and relatively unknown.
Exactly.
Good job.
And there's actually one of those old sawmills that, you know, is like...
it's an old mill.
Yes, it really is. So this is the place where you go, you get some brisket, and you just sit on this patio and watch the day go by.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
And watch the water go by.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
The iconic Westport Plaza event series Parties on the Plaza is back, and better than ever. The parties will rock the new green space in the center of Westport Plaza every third Thursday from May through October, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy high-energy live music from local acts, including Dr. Chevegas, No Diggity, Big Rigs, and more. Bar service and food and beverages from Westport's popular restaurants that surround the green space. Admission is free and open to all ages. Visit westportstl.com/events to learn more.
And now, back to the show. I feel like we just had some places that we just need to mention. We don't have to go, you know, into major detail, but, you know, they just have to be mentioned
go
here.
Ahead.
So ones I've got, the Royale. That outside patio at Royale,
that
I won't even call it a patio.
That could have been an OG one.
Exactly. It really could have. And, you know, when I think of the Royale, not only do I think about fire pits and pergolas and quirky decor, but I also think they have that subcontinental cocktail there, which is the gin and the lime and the cucumber juice. You want to talk about the drink to have sitting outside in the summer. That's the one. My other quick hit, speaking of drinking outside. Oh, you have something about the Royale.
Well, yeah, the Royale. I was just there the other day, actually, ironically enough. And I was just, again, it's starting to come into bloom. You've got those vines that go over the pergola, over that fire pit area. But what I guess I've never noticed that much is those vines continue across his fence, across the sidewalk. He's got a little like pergola built across the public sidewalk.
Oh, nice.
And he's got grapevines out there. He's growing trees. He's growing herbs. And it's all just, you know, he's got stories to tell about all this stuff. Everything about that place is cool. And the inside, you've got there's that big hedge and you've got that brick wall with that beautiful mural. And they've got those two espalier trees there that are spread out onto the brick wall. For such a kind of a funky place, a lot of thought went into it.
Absolutely. It's a great place. Another place that I love, you talk about this oasis in the middle of the city, is the Gin Room and Salve of Soria, right there on South Grand. They have this side patio there that, here we are with the grapevines again.
It's the best.
It's covered in grapevines. It's hidden from the street, landscaped, gorgeous, and they have this covered outdoor bar. You want to talk about the best seat in that entire restaurant. You sit at that outdoor, I think they call it the garden bar. You sit there and it's magical. You know, you're sipping on some house-made tonics, the best gin collection you'll probably ever witness in your life.
And it's real close quarters out there. You'll learn something about drinks. You'll definitely have some drinks, but you'll learn something about
drinks. That's a lot of fun. My couple other quick hits, you can't mention patios without Broadway Oyster Bar. That is, you know, great food. The music is why you go there. I mean, it's talk about these places where you just have a party. I mean,
yeah, it's a party all the time.
That's one of them.
That's another bring people from out of town because it's always a party.
Absolutely.
Going on.
Absolutely. Golden Hoosier, it's got the campground theme. I mean, you feel like you're at a state park concession stand when you're there, which is super fun.
It's great. Picnic tables and those shelters out in back. It does. It feels like you're in a state park.
It really does. Do you have a couple? I have a couple more, but I feel like I'll let you interject here.
I'm going to swing way out into town and country. At the corner of Clayton and Mason Road, like where Straub's is, there's a development there, a strip center that's all clad in rustic wood. It looks like it's been there forever, but it's brand new. It's called Blacksmith Grove. And in Blacksmith Grove is Cleaver and Cocktail Restaurant. And right next door to it, a place called Wild Crush Wine Barn. And these guys, again, it's the whole thing's nondescript. There's not much signage there. It's like, what is this place? And you walk in, and of course, the spaces are nice, but boy, you walk out onto that patio, and it takes your breath away. You're above it. It overlooks 7 acres. There's a lake. There's a park. There's a walking path. There's a fountain. There's the theater. There's a waterfall. And you're listening to all the animals go, and you swear you're in Augusta 45 minutes from here. And you're right in the middle of town and country.
Right there.
And again, Cleaver and Cocktail, the dry aged meats, they're doing a great job out there. And the wine barn next door is really cool because it's self-tapping, self-serve wine situation there. Go to both of them. Doesn't matter what order you do it in, but they both have these outside patios that join one another, and it's spectacular. Another place I like back in Webster is Frisco.
Yeah,
they've got maybe, again, one of the best designed patios in town. It's just beautiful out and back, especially because you kind of walk through and it just kind of pops open right in front of you. But upstairs, that whole second floor is kind of hidden a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a house bakery up there. There's kind of looks like Dad's Den area up there. And then there's a private room up there that holds 20 people, but they've also got tables outside. You can overlook Webster and have dinner at the same time. And again, a lot of people have eaten there a lot of times and don't know that that patio, that upstairs patio, exists.
Yeah, that's a great spot. I love Taco Buddha in University City. I think
Sounds like a bumper sticker.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It probably is. I think they probably do have that. You know, when they first opened, they were just some shotgun, like, four-table restaurant. And they just, I mean,
they took over
quintupled.
The corner.
They took over the entire corner. It's covered. It's beautiful. The margaritas are fantastic. That's a place that you must go to. I think they have one of the best outdoor seating areas.
And they have one of the warmest outdoor. Those heaters work better than anything.
Oh, they crank it out.
Yeah, I mean, in the dead of winter, that place is comfy cozy.
Yeah, they really... They do a great job out there. I've just got a couple more, I promise you. You know, you can't mention patios without the Central West End. So I'm putting Bar Italia and Brasserie both in there as my honorable Central West End. You want a cosmopolitan dining experience, that's where you go.
Italian, one's French.
Exactly. I'm going to go way out West County to Bishop's Post, which you want to talk about water features and the my gosh. I mean, it's like you might as well go swimming.
It is. That's a two-story waterfall out there.
Oh, my gosh.
If memory serves me correctly.
Yeah.
And they've got, it used to be wide open. And a couple, two, 3 years ago, they put a big structure in there.
Yes.
So a lot of the tables are covered and a lot of them are still not. So it's kind of can have the best of both worlds.
It's breathtaking. Absolutely. And then last but not least on my list, my Florissant roots have to come out. I have to give a shout out to Hendel's. It was opened in a historic general store. It's kind of the Florissant gathering place. They have a gorgeous back patio outside of this historic building. It's just a great place. I used to sneak over there when I went to grade school next door and get penny candy during recess. So it's a special place in my heart.
A place that I sneak over to because it's near my house in Clayton. And it's the last one, I think, on my list here. Is Tony's, and that Tony's patio, they spent a lot of money out there. They did a really good job. That roof they have is louvered, so it's open to the elements or closed if it starts to rain, which is super cool. There's a water element that goes the whole length of the patio. It completely deadens the sound of Hanley Road.
Yeah.
You're about 10 feet from Hanley Road, and you have no idea because of the placement and the placement of this waterfall. It's got everything. It's just there's a bar out there. There's TVs. Even the floor is heated.
You wouldn't expect anything else from them.
A surprise to you, Cheryl. I have a few more quick hits here, and I swear I'll be brief. Did you know that Eclipse at the top of the Moonrise Hotel is the only place in town you can see an unobstructed summer sunset with no buildings, just trees?
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
As far as this, that's what my research has told me.
Okay, very nice.
Did you know that Dominic's on the Hill has a handful of tables outside that face Hereford Street, the side street? That I didn't know.
I
haven't been there, but every time I drive by, I want to do it. And speaking of fine Italian dining on the Hill, Charlie Gito's was going to cover that patio. I think I talked to you about this.
Uh-huh.
They decided not to.
Okay.
Because popular demand. They're just people like me. Please don't do that, Charlie. Yes. And they decided to leave it open to the air. Another place, I don't know that anybody knows about this. And I guess they will because it's right between Vicia and Taqueria Marita, the new Taqueria Marita. It's the WXYZ bar. In the Aloft Hotel.
Yeah, I had not heard of that.
Which is a Marriott property.
Yep.
And this is a second floor rooftop bar. You know, it's in the Cortex District there. It faces south. It's got a great orientation. Again, before event, before a play, before the ball game. It opens at 4. There's cocktails. There's bar food. It's one of those places that if every place in town is packed, check that out because a lot of people don't know about
it. I had no idea. And this is what we do for a living.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
And I guess the last place, and I just thought about this place too, Have a Cow Cattle Company.
Yeah, that place is
else. We forgot about that.
Yes, we did.
It's a breakfast and lunch spot in the Gate District on Lafayette. Their patio is a flagstone patio behind a split rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you're out on the farm somewhere.
It does.
All I can say is just go there and thank us later. It's a really cool experience. The food's good. The vibe's good. And it's like, you know, there's a tractor out in front. It's like, what the heck is this place?
Yes.
So that's Have a Cow Cattle Company.
And George, we forgot one. We forgot Bowood by Niche. I mean, how can you talk patties? It's so obvious, you almost forget it, right?
Well, it broke my heart when they closed for dinner.
Mine too.
And I just hope that they can bring that around. And that's kind of why I left it off the list, just because of that. I guess I'm still like, gone.
Yeah.
But
still
mourning the loss. Still one of our favorite places for sure.
So gorgeous.
And to buy plants and everything else.
Yeah.
And I guess there's one more, the Seven Gables Inn in Clayton. That courtyard patio is just spectacular, and it's surrounded on all sides by the hotel. There's no wind. There's no issues there. But it's been closed for a while. It used to be the restaurant was called Seven, and Seven has closed. The courtyard is still closed, but I'm told that they're both going to open in May 24 after a rebranding and a name change.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
So look forward to that in Clayton.
Yes. Oh, well, clearly we have a lot to talk about with these. There's just so many.
Well, and again, we did compile this list. I'm sure we didn't mention everybody's favorites, but I bet they're on our list of 175,
yes,
which can be found at sdlmag.com. So check that out. We'll be right back.
This episode of Arch Eats is supported by Opera Theater of St. Louis. Opera season is back. Sample the flavors of Seville, the unforgettable taste of Paris at Christmas, and the grandeur of the Roman Renaissance, all brought to life on stage at Opera Theater of St. Louis. From haute couture to historic costume design, and from intricately detailed props to grand sets, A Night at the Opera is a feast for all of your senses. Learn more about Opera Theater's 2024 festival season by visiting experienceopera.org.
So that concludes today's list of patios, which is by no means inclusive, but we'll do more at some other time, we promise. But we're going to end today with a micro rant about patios that we're calling missed patio opportunities. Cheryl, I know you share this. How many times have you driven up to this beautiful restaurant and you see this bare bones patio, no greenery, no life, no action, and nobody there really, with cheap looking tables and chairs.
It looks like my patio at home, right?
But it's not what you want when you're trying to attract people. You know, you want some curb appeal. I mean, nothing attracts diners into a restaurant in the spring and summer and fall like a welcoming patio. So I just don't understand why restaurants don't spend a few bucks to make a few bucks. This is rent-free space for them. Why don't they maximize it?
And I agree with you, but it really is a missed opportunity, as you said, because it's not that difficult to throw a couple potted plants and some nice lighting.
No,
it's $20.
Some of those cool plastic wicker chairs, planter boxes that I've seen. I saw some, I think it was at Katie's. It was really well done. She has these real long tables, like picnic tables, and there's planter boxes on the tables that they can shift up or down to kind of accommodate a deuce or a four top. They just move the planter boxes to accommodate the different parties. Something as simple as that is all you need. You know, maybe some soft seating. That is the perfect eye magnet from the curb. You can do little bud vases on the tables, all these simple things. What I really like now are those little LED lamps that are about a foot tall that you see on all these patios. And it's just, you know, they like three-level LED. They're just so darn charming and add tremendously to the appeal. And you just drive by and go, wait, let's stop and eat there.
They do. I mean, the whole point of a patio is to give you this transportive feeling. And even something like a little bit of soft lighting and a bud vase. I mean, that's enough sometimes.
So many simple things, inexpensive things. That's all you need to do. So please do them, restaurant owners. So that is it for this week. Best dishes, and see you next time. Be sure to follow us and share with your friends. And we always provide links in the show notes for everything you heard about today. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and follow along on Instagram at St. Louis Mag. And feel free to give us a follow personally at George Mahey and Cheryl A. Bear.
If you loved what you heard, show us some love by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. And if you're hungry for even more content, you can subscribe to our dining newsletters for the freshest coverage on the local restaurant and culinary scene.
That's it for this week. Best dishes, and see you next time.